Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天是很特别的日子。
It is a special day today.
我们的主复活了。
Our Lord is risen.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天也是我们德恩堂大家庭弟兄姊妹中文堂、英文堂，还有我们的可爱的啊小朋友们，一同有这个第一部分的敬拜。
And together in this first portion of the service.The entire family of the Durham congregation, whether it's the English speaking, Chinese speaking, or the children, we're here together under one roof.
感谢我们的敬拜赞美团队。
We thank the praise team.
还有我们的诗班。
As well as the choir.
非常美好动人的赞美诗歌。
We hear the beautiful moving, hymns.
让我们把一切荣耀颂赞都归给我们的主我们的神。
May all glory be unto our Lord our God.
啊，有一件小小的事情。
We do have a little matter.
诗班献诗结束的时候呢。
At the end of the presentation by the choir.
啊，与其我们来鼓掌的话呢。
Rather than giving the applause.
我们不如一起来说哈利路亚，我们说阿门。
We would rather say hallelujah and amen.
我们把荣耀归给我们在天上的主。
That we give the glory to our God who's in heaven.
啊，不知道下一次大家能不能够记得住啊
？Maybe we'll remember that the next time.
这是我们华人教会很多的长辈前辈啊常常提醒的。
This is a reminder for many of our elders of the Chinese Church.
虽然在很多的教会西人教会当中，他们啊也常常的鼓掌啊。
Even though in the newer generations of churches there are applause.
啊，在我们的教会当中，我们也有鼓掌的时候。
There are times when we will clap our hands.
啊，也有一起来庆祝的时候。
There are times when we celebrate.
啊，也有我们啊，有的时候要鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹的时候。
And there are times when we are giving encouragement to our brothers and sisters.
那诗班像天使一样。
But the choirs like angels.
啊，我们一起同样来归荣耀给神。
So we say give glory to God.
Now, boys and girls.
小朋友们。
啊 ，Let me.Ask you a question.
让我来问你一个问题。
Do you know how many holidays are there in each year?
你知道每一年有几个假日吗？
Does anyone know that?
有谁知道吗？
Actually, I don't know.
其实我自己本身都不知道。
There are so many holidays.
有这么有非常非常多的假期。
But among all the holidays each year,
可是在每一年的这么多假期之中
Some of those holidays are Christian holidays.
有一些假期其实是属于基督教的假期。
对来来。
是吧
?And we know each holiday has its own symbol.
但我们知道说每一个假日都有它自己的一个象征。
Especially the Christian holidays.
尤其是来到基督教的假日。
When we look at a picture,
当我们看到一些照片的时候
or some decoration,
或者一些装饰
or some paragraphs, some graphs, and
或者是一些图案
we know that it's a special holiday.
那我们就知道这是一个特别的日子。
What's this holiday?
这个日子是什么呢？
No adult shall answer.
大人不准。
There's a boy who raised his hand.
看到一个小朋友。
Is that right?Yes, let's give him a round of applause. Very good. Very good. It's Christmas. December
25th.
No, what is this holiday? It's another Christian holiday. Anyone else? It's in November. We have a big boy, our elder Huang. Thanksgiving. It's the fourth Thursday of November. Now this one is difficult. Do you know what day is this day? Actually, it is a national holiday.Signed by President Henry Truman.
是亨利总统所签下的一个条约。
This is our national day of prayer.
这是我们
It's the first Thursday of May. Now this holiday has been established for 50 years
already. Now
this one is even more difficult. But it's related to the kids. It started several years ago. Does anyone know what day is this day? There's a boy holding his Bible. This is bring your Bible to school day. It's the first Thursday of October. The boys and girls, remember this day. Bring your Bible to school. And you can read your Bible, you can do Bible study at your school. Of course not during class. No, what's this day? We just celebrated, we just remembered this day, 2 days ago. This is Good Friday. Yes. Again, there's a one. This is Good Friday. And Good Friday is the Friday before Easter. Okay, now the question switches. Is what is the symbol for Easter? Is a symbol Easter bunny? Tell me right or wrong. Wrong. It's not Easter bunny. How about Easter egg? I know you like it. Another picture, I wanted to put some Easter lily over there. But some sisters will not be happy. Okay, what is the symbol for Easter? The angel says, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, he has risen. He is not here. His tomb was empty. Not only his cross was empty, but also his tomb. And that's a symbol for Easter. That's also a symbol for our victory. And that's a symbol for our hope. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that's the children's sermon for today. Boys and girls, you are dismissed to your children's service. And thank you very much for all of our children teachers.
Brothers and sisters, please rise.
Let's
come and read Scripture, God's word.
Let's come and read Scripture, God's word. Let's come and read Scripture, God's word. Let's 并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。Let's read in English. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in me. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Please be seated.
求神祝福每一位工作他话语的人。 The Lord bless those who read the word.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
今年也是我们教会以福音为主题的一年。
And this year is themed around the gospel.
领人归主。
And we're to bring people to the Lord.
我们传什么样的福音？
What is the gospel that we proclaim?
在复活节的时候，我们一同来思想一下。
So on the day of the resurrection, let us come and contemplate.
有没有可能我们传一个没有复活的福音？
Is it possible for us to proclaim the gospel with our resurrection?
是不是有的人信一个没有复活的福音？
Is it possible for someone to believe in the gospel without the resurrection?
或者虽然我们不断地说复活，不断地谈复活。
And even if we continue to discuss about the resurrection,
但是在我们的信仰当中，
but in our faith,
但是在我们的所言所行里面，
in our actions, in our speeches,
我们好像没有复活一样。
Is it as if you're still dead?
刚才我们已经说了，这不是复活节的标志。
I would say that this is not the symbol for Easter.
空的坟墓才是复活的标志，复活节的标志。那么我们也晓得复活节是基督信仰当中最重要的节日。
We do understand that Easter is the most important day in Christianity.
它是非常如此的重要，以至于我们一年不是只庆祝一次。
It is about most important that, we are not celebrating it once a year.
我们一年庆祝52次。
That we celebrate it 52 times a year.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为每个礼拜天主日，
Because every Sunday is the Lord's day.
都是主复活纪念的日子。
It is the day to remember that the Lord is risen.
而更进一步来讲，
And to press that further,
实在的在我们生命当中每一天，
Each and every day of our lives,
我们都在纪念，我们都在见证主的复活。
We're remembering and we're witnessing the resurrection of the Lord.
那么为什么有的时候我们传福音？
Why is it that we preach the gospel?
或者我们信福音？
Or that we believe in the gospel?
我们常常忽略复活呢？
Yet we neglect the resurrection.
主耶稣不是这样的。
This is not the case for Jesus.
今年年初的时候，我们英文堂，我们Samuel牧师说，能不能够推荐一本书，我们的英文堂当中大家一起来读一读，跟教会主题有关。
In the beginning of the year, there was a request to see if there's a book that can be recommended to be read.
那我就推荐了一本叫做《耶稣所传的福音》。
And I recommended a book, The Gospel by Jesus Christ.
这是约翰麦克阿瑟牧师所写的一本非常好的书。
And this is a well-written book by Pastor John MacArthur.
那我们就来看看 The Gospel According to Jesus 是怎么回事。
So then what is The Gospel According to Jesus?
耶稣基督在福音书当中，
In the Gospel,
每一次讲到他的十字架，
Each and every time he speaks of the cross,
每次讲到他要去受苦，
He speaks of his suffering,
他要去受死，
And he's going to die,
他有一定会再提另外一件事情。
At the same time, he's going to mention yet another thing.
什么事情呢？
What is that?
他要复活。
That he's going to live.
我们一起来看。
Let's see this.
马太16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，然后第三日复活。
So from the day Jesus began to show his disciples that he might go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
然后我们来看一看彼得的反应。
Let's see what's the response from Peter.
彼得这位快人快语的大师兄，
Peter who takes a high position within the disciples and yet he's very quick with his words.
我们很多弟兄姊妹知道前面一段的对话，我们就不详细的去 重复了。
So we're not repeat something that's familiar to us.
前面主耶稣有夸奖他的。
Jesus did praise him.
然后到这个地方，他突然呢就拉着耶稣，然后就开始劝耶稣。
And yet suddenly, Peter took Jesus aside and began to, in a sense, rebuke Jesus.
主啊，万不可如此哎。
Like, Lord, that shall not be it. That shall not happen to you.
Basically，基本上他就在跟耶稣这么说。
And so essentially, he's saying it.
第一个词就是主。
Saying Lord.
然后就是 No, 不。
Saying no.
对吧？
Is that right?
这里是不是一个矛盾，一个讽刺呢？
contradiction.
前面如果跟他说的是你是主,
if you're saying that you are Lord,
那后面我们只能说一个词是什么?
What's the following term that we have to say?
我们只能说 yes.
You can only say yes.
但他这里说no.
Here he says no.
那他说no, 不可如此, 他到底说不可如此什么呀?
So what is Peter saying that no, this shall not happen to you? What is that?
他是在跟耶稣说, 你可千万不能复活。
Is Peter saying that you cannot come back to life?
这个讲不通, 对不对?
It's hard to reconcile that.
他为什么会跟耶稣说no 呢?
So why would he say no to Jesus?
但一方面是他心里面没有真正把耶稣当主。
On the one hand, he's not really regarded Jesus as Lord.
但是耶稣你其他方面都很棒的。
Saying Jesus, you're excellent in all other ways.
但这个方面我比你清楚。
But on this aspect, I am third than you are.
那你得听我的。
So you got to listen to me.
可是实际上他根本没有听耶稣, 没听明白耶稣讲什么。
At the same time, that Peter has not heard clearly what Jesus has said.
耶稣讲我要第三日复活, 对他来说是耳旁风。
Jesus said, I'm going to be raised the third day, but to Peter that's just empty words.
这个重点他听到的是什么呢?
The emphasis that Peter caught on,
他听到耶稣要去被杀。
Is that he's to be killed.
在彼得的观念当中,
The perspective coming from Peter,
他举明白那个狭隘的那个十字架, 还没有被宝血所分别那个十字架。
He could only understand the cross from the narrow definition of the cross. He couldn't understand it from one that has been cleansed by the sacred blood.
他不懂,
he doesn't understand.
哪里有人会复活呢?
How can anyone come back to life?
倒是有很多人被处死。
In fact, many people were executed.
所以他很热心说这事千万不要临在你们身上。
And so he worked his zeal and said, this shall not be this shall not happen to you.
那然后我们看耶稣是怎么回答他呢?
So let us look at how Jesus replied.
为什么在前面主耶稣那样的夸奖彼得?
So Jesus had praised him before.
然后几节之后这样一个对话, 主跟他说, 撒旦退我后边去吧。
And now a few verses of recording later, we hear, get behind me, Satan.
他变成了绊耶稣脚的。
All of a sudden he becomes a stumbling block.
因为他如果拦阻耶稣受死,
because if he is to be, if he is to obstruct Jesus from being killed,
他也就会拦阻耶稣的复活, 对吗?
Then he's going to obstruct the resurrection of Christ.
那然后后面主讲一句话, 非常有意思。
And what Jesus said after that is very interesting.
主就讲了一个生命的悖论。
He's saying something about life.
Yeah. 我们大家都很熟悉, 若有人要跟从, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架, 来跟从我。
So whoever desires life, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me.
然后我们看第25节。
Let us look at verse 25.
因为凡要救自己生命的, 必丧掉生命。
Whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的, 必得着生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
耶稣来到世间, 是为了要奉命, 不错。
Jesus came to earth to die indeed.
但是他送命是为了赐生命。
But to give up his life is also to give life.
这是复活与十字架的关系。
This is the connection between the cross and the resurrection.
然后马太福音下面一章第17章。
And in Matthew 17,
主耶稣又一次跟门徒讲。
Once more he said to the disciples,
说人子将要被交在人手里, 他们要杀害他, 第三日他要复活。
He says the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of God, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up.
然后门徒就忧愁了。
And the disciples were sorrowful.
而且大大的忧愁。
Greatly sorrowful.
那同样问大家一个问题, 门徒为什么在这里大大的忧愁?
So a question, why were the disciples exceedingly sorrowful?
他们听明白耶稣在前面那一章所讲的那个关乎生命的道理了吗?
Have they understood what Jesus was saying when it comes to the matter of life?
耶稣给他们讲很多次, 他们都是当成耳旁风的。
Jesus has said it to them time and time again, and to them again, they fall on deaf ears.
而且同样, 他们忧愁也不是忧愁, 哎, 耶稣你怎么死还会活呢? 他也不是忧愁这个事情。
And they're not even saying, well, I'm sad that you're going to die, but sure, you're going to come back to life.
他们只忧愁, 哎呀, 耶稣你要被杀。
They are sorrowful over the fact that he is to be killed.
他们也看不到十字架后面的那个荣耀。
They cannot see the glory that lies behind the cross.
那到第20节,
when it comes to verse 20,
那时候主耶稣带门徒上耶路撒冷去了。
And so this is when Jesus and the disciples were moving to Jerusalem.
这回讲的更具体。
Here it is even more vivid.
啊，要被交给祭司长和文士。
That is going to be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes.
他们定他死罪，然后要被外邦人戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上。
They're going to condemn him to death. He's going to be delivered to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged.
然后说第三日人子要复活。
And the third day the Son of Man will rise again.
每一次给他们讲，
Each and every time he has told them,
他们都不明白耶稣所传的这个福音到底是什么。
The disciples have not understood what this gospel that Jesus is telling them is about.
马可福音当中有一处记载也很有意思。
And there's a very interesting record in Mark.
这个主耶稣跟门徒说我被杀以后第三天要复活。
He says to the disciples, after I'm killed, I'm going to be risen on the third day.
门徒呢不明白这话，他们又不敢问。
And so the disciples did not understand what he was saying, and yet at the same time they did not dare to ask.
马可福音当中还有另外一个地方有讲到。
And there's another portion in the Gospel of Mark.
他们听到耶稣讲要复活，然后他们不明白自己还是彼此之间辩论，这个到底是指的什么意思？
They heard about the resurrection, and yet they didn't understand, and yet they debated among themselves what that meant.
然后我们来看马可福音十四章。
Mark 14.
主耶稣在这里呢说，你们都要跌倒了。
Jesus says you're going to stumble.
为什么呢？击打牧人，羊就分散了。
Because when the shepherd is struck, the sheep will be scattered.
当主受死以后，这些门徒他们都信心软弱了。
And there will be a time where the faith is weak.
然后你看后面这一节二十八节，主耶稣说：“我复活以后。”
But in verse 28, it says, "But after I have been raised."
给他们继续还有吩咐的。
There is further instruction from Jesus.
彼得这个地方又是快人快语啊。
Here again, the quick with his words.
他说众人虽然跌倒我总不能跌倒。那我请问大家后来彼得跌倒没有？
So I've been asked, did he stumble?
这主耶稣还没上十字架他就三次不认主哎。
Jesus has yet to be crucified and he denied Christ three times.
在注意十字架七言当中主耶稣在十字架上有讲一句话说成了对吧？
So there of the seven last words of Christ is something he said, it's finished.
It's finished, 这是成了的这个英文啊，翻译成英文所讲的。
When it's translated from Chinese, it is finished.
主耶稣在十字架上没有说 I'm done.
Jesus did not say I'm done.
我完了。
Or I'm done. Instead of I'm done.
这个成了是完全不一样的意思啊。
To have it finished is of different meaning.
把他的荣耀要彰显出来。
That his glory is going to be shown.
好，那彼得为什么三次不认？
So why did Peter deny Christ three times?
因为对彼得来说，他就觉得完了。
Because to Peter is saying, I'm doomed.
没有希望了。
There's no more hope.
这个主也要被抓，要被处死了。
So the Lord is captured, he's going to be executed.
他还是不懂这个复活呀。
He still did not understand what this resurrection is.
那么到马可福音十六章第十四节主复活以后，这里就特别说明问题。
So in Mark 16, there is an explanation.
主复活以后向这十一个门徒显现。
He showed himself to the disciples.
主就责备他们不信，心里刚硬。
And he rebuked them for not believing because of their hard heart.
责备他们什么呢？
What did he rebuke them?
主耶稣在世的时候就跟他们讲这么多次我要复活。
The fact that he has repeatedly told them that I'm going to come back to life.
他复活以后有人也看到了。
And even after my resurrection, there are eyewitnesses.
然后跟他们说我复活，这些人还不信。
And they told him, told his disciples that they seen Christ, and yet they still did not believe.
你说这些门徒可怜不可怜啊？
So are these disciples in a pitiful state?
那我到底要传什么样的福音呢？
So what is the gospel that we are to proclaim?
主耶稣在跟犹太人对话的，在约翰福音里面。
Jesus was communicating with the Jews.
哇，他的一句话就把福音给讲出来了。
With one single statement, he was able to proclaim the gospel.
因为犹太人问他要神迹啊。
Because the Jews were asking him for signs.
耶稣说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”
Jesus said, "You're going to destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
啊，因为对这些犹太人来说，那圣殿是他们的希望，是他们的核心呐。
For the Jews, the temple is the core of their lives. It is their hope.
耶稣就以他自己的身体为这个圣殿。
And so Jesus alluded to the fact that his body is the temple.
那当时门徒又是不明白。
And again, the disciples did not understand.
直到主死里复活以后，哦，他们才想起来这句话。
Until he came back from the dead, and the disciples remembered that he had said such the truth.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十章有这样讲。
In John 10, Jesus said this.
他说：“我将命舍去，好再取回来。”
Says I lay down my life so that I can take it up again.
没有人夺我的命去受自己舍的。
But no one takes my life from me, but is one that I give.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it again.
所以每一次我们在受难日礼拜五的这个敬拜到结束的时候
，So every Friday at the close of our worship service,
都会和弟兄姊妹，还包括来参加的朋友们提醒一句。
But every Good Friday at the end of the service, we remind our brothers, sisters, and friends.
还没有结束。
It's not the end.
礼拜天回来。
Come back on Sunday.
那主复活了。
Because Christ is risen, the Lord is risen.
他把命舍了，他再取回来。
He gave up his life, and he's going to take it up again.
到底什么是福音
？So what then is the gospel?
我们知道，在约翰福音当中，主耶稣已经讲过七次的我是。
In John 11, we understand that Jesus.Has been seven I am statements.
这个约翰福音的主线呢，就是两个七，一个是七次的我是，一个是七个神迹。
So within John, we see the theme of the seven signs. We also see the theme of the seven I am.
那在这七个我是当中呢，有一个对中文圣经的阅读者来说是有一点难度和挑战。
So when it comes to one particular I am statement, for the Chinese readers, it can be a difficulty.
因为和合本的翻译，它没有把它翻译成我是。
Because within the CUB translation, there is not I am.
在和马大的对话当中，耶稣是这样说的：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
In the conversation with Martha, in terms of the Chinese translation, it is translated as the resurrection is on me.And the life is on me.
但若你去看这个英文版本的圣经，圣经就比较更清楚一点。
But if we read into the English translation, we see it as a clearer translation.
耶稣在原文原话当中呢，确实说 I am the resurrection and the life.
And Jesus in the original context 在原文当中，他确实说我就是那复活，我就是生命。
来到今天我们要看的这一段主题的经文。
And so into the theme passage for today.
跟着前书十五章，我们要看第一到第十一节。
We're studying verses 1-11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
因为去年我们从十五章的第十二节开始看起的。
Last year we looked into verse 12.
我们讲的是如果死人没有复活。
So we're talking about what if the dead did not come back to life.
我们看了一些关于复活的证据。
So we've seen evidences for resurrection.
那今天我们回到福音的本身。
We come back to the gospel today.
使徒保罗在这里说：“我如今把先前所传的福音告诉你们知道。”
Jesus says, "Now I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you from the beginning."
然后他说：“这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。”
And it is by this gospel that you have received that you stand.
然后后面他说：“你们也必因这福音得救。”
And he says that you're going to be saved by this gospel.
然后从第三节到第四节
，verses 3-4.
我当日所领受又传给你们的到底是什么呢
？What did I deliver to you from the beginning?
第一个是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
It is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬了。
That he was buried.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And again, according to scriptures, he rose again on the third day.
有的弟兄姊妹知道。这短短的一段
，There are some brothers and sisters who know that within this very concise passage，
实际上是教会历史上最早的福音信仰宣告。
It is the earliest gospel and faith statement within church history。
而我们清楚看到这么短短的两句话，它是以基督的复活为中心的。
And we see that within these two short statements, that they center on Christ's resurrection。
他不单是为我们死，而且他为我们活。
Not only did he die for us, he came back to life for us。
我们可以清楚地讲，基督如果没有复活，就没有福音。
So we can clearly state this: if there is no resurrection of Christ, then there is no gospel.
而没有复活的所谓的福音，不是真正的好消息。
And a gospel that is without the resurrection is not a true good news.
我们今天传各种各样纷纭复杂的福音。
Today we have proclaimed many different types of gospels.
有时候我们一不小心，我们传的福音也容易把它掺水，容易把它减量。
It is very possible that sometimes we'll dilute or we'll just deduce what the impact of the true gospel is.
复活这个元素呢，实在太神奇了。
Because when it comes to the element of the resurrection, it is so miraculous.
对一个非常理性的人来说
，For someone who may have a very rationalistic mind,
从来没有看到过复活。
For someone who has never witnessed the resurrection.
那我们传福音的时候，我们讲复活这一部分要提到的话。就会增加人信主的难度。
And it feels as if we're to preach a gospel that carries the resurrection, it will increase the difficulty in the preaching.
所以我们只讲耶稣为罪人死，是不是就够了？
And so is it enough that we just say that Jesus did die for sinners?
下面的这一页就是一个决志祷告。
And here we come to what is known as the sinner's prayer.
我们知道罗马书十章第九到第十节讲到，我们要口里承认，心里相信。
And it says that we are to confess and believe in our hearts, confess with our mouth.
但是决志的祷告到底是怎么样一个 wording？ 我们不是说一概而论，必须只是这样子。
We're not saying that when it comes to a confession prayer, it has to be formulated.
但是in my humble opinion, which I highly regard.
只是对我一个我谦卑的一个观点，虽然说我非常看重我这谦卑的观点。
一个决志的祷告，一个清楚完整讲明福音的决志祷告，应该带有包括这些的元素。
When it comes to a confession prayer, it has to contain these elements.
我刚信主不久，然后后来去读神学就传福音。
Soon after I came to know the Lord, I went to seminary and began to preach the gospel.
那在信主的朋友做决志祷告的时候呢？
With some of the friends that I left to Christ.
有的时候会提到复活，有的时候就把它忘了，就是故意的，但是有时候把它忘掉。
There are times where I unintentionally left out the resurrection.
后来过了一段时间，有一次师母就跟我说。
But after some time, Mrs. Phone told me.
她说，你怎么跟人传福音的时候，你叫人做结束祷告，有的会忘记复活呢
？Why is it that when you lead someone in their commitment prayer, you forget to speak about the resurrection?
我说，哎呀。太谢谢你了。
Oh, thank you so much for reminding me.
就是给我一个非常重要的提醒。
This is such an important reminder.
我怎么把这个忽略了
？How did I neglect that?
所以从那以后
，From then on,
每一次在传福音的时候，每一次在向人做决志祷告的时候，我一定要记住要讲到基督的复活。
Whenever I proclaim the gospel, whenever I meet someone in their confessional prayers, I have to make mention the resurrection of Christ.
我非常感谢我太太给我的这个提醒。
I am very thankful for a reminder that came from my wife.
她在那边带这个儿童崇拜啊，大家帮我做见证。我帮她，我讲她的好话了。
So right now, she's leading the Chinese, the children's service. You are my witness that I said something good about her.
因为有的时候想到太太不再会讲两句太太的坏话。
Because sometimes in her absence, I may not speak as well about it.
好，我们继续来看，那事实上的洗礼，基督的洗礼不同。
There is a difference between the baptism of John the Baptist and the baptism of Christian.
因为事实上的洗礼只有悔改，但有没有复活
？Because under the baptism of John the Baptist, there is only repentance, but is there a resurrection?
没有的。
There is no resurrection in it.
好，那圣经当中还有没有其他人也有复活过？在圣经记载里面。
In scripture, are there other accounts of resurrection?
这有谁复活了？拉撒路死里复活了。还有谁死里复活过？雅鲁的女儿死里复活了。还有呢？使徒行传里面还有一个少年人叫什么？犹推古。
And there was a youth.
死里复活了，对不对？然后在旧约当中有没有？也有嘛。对，寡妇的女儿等等，圣经当中像除了耶稣之外，还有八个人曾经死里复活。
So there are eight others other than Jesus himself who have come back to life.
那么这些人的复活和耶稣的复活有什么不同
？So what's the difference between the resurrection of these eight and Jesus?
那这些人他们活了以后，他们还会再死，对不对？
These eight others, they live and then they die again.
基督复活以后就永远的活着。
But when Christ came back to life, he is living.
有人曾经讲过一个细节。
So there was a detail that someone had said.
是拉撒路死里复活以后。
That when Lazarus came back to life.
在那个宴席当中。
During the feast.
有拉撒路有讲过一句话，大家注意吗？他什么都没讲，但是这个圣经没有记载，但是有人在那里去思想和琢磨，我觉得这个琢磨也是挺有道理的。拉撒路他为什么什么都不讲呢？但他的这个姐姐马大、玛利亚呀，这村里的乡亲都很高兴啊。
Martha, Mary, and the rest of the village, they were rejoicing.
那你想想拉撒路在想什么呢？
What was Lazarus thinking?
拉撒路是从哪里回来的？
Where did Lazarus come back from?
他从一个非常非常美好的地方回来。
From a place of wonder.
那怎么又把我给弄回来了呢？
Why did you bring me back?
弄回来反正还要再死。
And the fact that I'm going to die again.
我觉得这个琢磨挺有意思的。啊，因为这个圣经里没有讲啊，我这个承认圣经没有讲。
嗯。
但是我觉得可能是有一定的道理的。
But I think there is some reasonable truth to it.
我真是到了那样一个好的无比的地方，我不想回来。
And when you've been to somewhere that is amazing and awesome, you won't want to return.
那里没有忧伤，没有痛苦，没有眼泪，圣经讲得很清楚。
There's no sorrow, no pain, no tears.
这是一个乐园。
It is paradise.
但我回来了，我还得再死一次。
But if I'm to be back, then I'm to die again.
各位弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
你知道吗？今天有的人呢，啊，传福音。
Today, when we preach the gospel.
前不久我听到弟兄姊妹提起这件事情来。
I heard this from brothers and sisters.
我看过这个新闻的报道。
And I saw a news report on it.
至少在一个国家的菲律宾。
In the Philippines.
应该在世界其他的地方，在历史当中也还有过。
And perhaps within history, it happened in other countries or places.
啊，有人做一件什么事情呢？
What did a particular person do?
效仿基督。
To try to do as Jesus.
上十字架。
Went on to the cross.
而且真的被钉在上面。
And honest to God was crucified.
但是极其的痛苦啊。
It was an extreme pain.
我要效法基督。
That I am to be like Christ.
啊，我们这个精神非常令人钦佩啊。
It is an admirable spirit.
但是今天我千万不要这样去做。
But please do not follow such actions.
不要这样去做。
Do not do as such.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
这样做的人虽然精神可嘉，可是他们不明白福音。
Because there is, even though an admirable spirit, they do not understand the gospel.
第一个，他自己也是罪人呐。
Because whoever was crucified and tried to do such an act, they themselves are sinners.
上十字架的那一位是神圣的神而仁者。
The one who went up onto that cross, he is the Son of Man, he is holy.
所以，任何另外一个人，即使上了十字架，他没有力量为世人去赎罪。
So if any other person who goes onto the cross has no power to redeem the sins of the world.
还有一点很重要，也没有需要再去为世人赎罪。
And at the same time, there is no more need to offer up such a redemption.
那我曾经看到那个新闻报道，有一位我记得就是在菲律宾，然后他就被钉在石上，他说我要为全世人赎罪，现在这个世界上罪恶太多了。
And so, from the report that was on this incident in Philippines, the person was crucified that I want to redeem the sins for the world because this world is sinful.
因此呢，耶稣基督的宝血是一次流出，永远有功效的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord bled for us once and has of eternal effect.
我们过去的罪，现在的罪，包括未来的罪。
Of our past, our present, our future sins.
耶稣的血为我们全都流了。
Jesus has bled for it all.
还有很重要的一点。
One more very important point.
大家能够猜到是什么吧？
Can you guess what it is?
就是你其他的人钉死了。你就死了，你没有办法复活的。
And if you die because of the crucifixion, you do not come back alive.
这个不是真正的福音。
This is not the true gospel.
但耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ.
大家来看是哥罗前书十五章这一段。
Let us see what is written in 1 Corinthians 15.
从初代教会开始，使徒们他们传福音。
From the beginning, of the apostles' age.
他们不怕这个很多人这个都太理性了。
They're not concerned that people might be too rationalistic.
啊，我们一讲复活跟有些的这个派别他们的这个信仰啊，像那些撒都该人，跟他们那个信仰是相抵触的。
And there is going to come in, they're not concerned that it's going to come into conflict with some of the other perspectives, such as the Sadducees.
就是耶稣复活了，就是复活了。
Jesus is alive and he is alive.
这是福音。
That is the gospel.
所以从第五节开始，哥罗后书第十五章第五节开始，好像一段一直到第十一节，就在讲说，我们都见了耶稣复活。
So from verses 5 to 11, it recounts that there is the eyewitnessing of Christ's resurrection.
这是六个显给。
Sorry.
六个显给就是
the
seen by. There's six seen by. Six by. Yeah. 这个被几法看到。
They're seen by Stephen.
Yeah, 被十二使徒看到。
And by the twelve.
啊，然后显给五百多弟兄。
And it was also shown to the 500 brethren.
啊，然后雅各也看到了。
Also James.
众使徒看到了。
The apostles.
然后保罗最后说也显给我看吧。
And he's also shown himself to me.
我们这些人都是基督复活的见证。
That we are all witnesses to the resurrection of Christ.
然后到第十一节最后说，不许是我是众使徒，我们如此传，我们都传的是一样的福音，你们也如此信了。
So we preach the same gospel and you believe.
但有的姐姐告诉我们，这个你们也如此信，这信里面还有一层的意思。
And so to have believed in such a way, some commentators would remind us further.
说这些的受信人，他们不单是信，而且他们也在同样的传。
They're not only believing, they're believing great about their preaching.
福音是不能够没有复活的。
The gospel cannot be without the resurrection.
我们知道新约圣经写作的年代在主后一世纪就写完了。
Within the first century after the death and resurrection of Christ, the New Testament was completed.
那时候很多的见证人都还活着。
Many of the eyewitnesses were still alive.
如果耶稣真的是没有复活。
So if Jesus was truly still dead.
没有复活这件事情的见证人，他也是活着的。
Then those who have witnessed this no resurrection would still be alive.
那圣经里怎么可能大张旗鼓的在那里不断的写复活复活复活？
So how then can the writers be so brave and to be so encouraged to write that there is resurrection, resurrection, resurrection?
如果真的是加进来这样一个谎言，那是给自己找麻烦。
You're only asking for trouble if you are to weave into the scripture these lies.
那我们也知道，从这些门徒他们的品格来讲，从主耶稣基督的品格来讲，他是根本不可能去讲这样一个谎言。
And if you're to understand from the character of the disciples and character of Christ, then it's hard to imagine too that there will be these lies.
去年我们讲过，也许明年我们再多讲一点。那今天我们稍微提一提，我们看这些门徒生命的改变。
Perhaps we'll address.Details further next year, but for now we do look into how the disciples will change.
我们也知道，基督如果没有复活的话，他们不可能有这样极其 dramatic 啊戏剧性的完全的翻转。
You know that if Christ did not live, there is no such dramatic changes to their life.
这保罗正在讲，他说我就是一个活的见证。
Paul says, "I am a living witness."
我以前是这样的一个大罪人，罪魁。
Look at me, I was a sinner of sinners.
逼迫教会的。
That I persecuted the church.
就是因为复活的基督向我显现。
But because the resurrected Christ showed himself to me.
现在我成了一个何等样的人。
This person that I now become.
甘心为主传福音。
That I willingly spread the gospel for the Lord.
甘心为基督受苦。
That I willingly suffer on behalf of Christ.
在历史上面有太多太多这样活生生的见证，弟兄姊妹。
Within history, there's account after account of such changes.
最后我们要知道一点。
One more thing that we have to look at.
今天每个基督徒都可以行神迹。
Today, every Christian can perform the miracle.
我们教会不高举神迹奇事。
On the one hand, we do not uplift signs and wonders in our church.
我是从一个高举神迹奇事的教会信主受洗出来的。
I believe.The Lord and was baptized in the church that uplifts signs and wonders.
他说哪天哪里有一件神迹，哇，他很兴奋，非常的高兴。
So we get very excited when we hear that a particular miracle is performed on this day and that place.
好像给我们信仰就打了一针的强心针。
As if we receive a booster.
上礼拜最近我们在一次这个三福探访的时候。
We were doing some of our visitation.
在跟这个慕道的朋友聊起来。
We were talking with some of the super friends.
谈到神迹这件事情。
But when it comes to the miracle.
我也跟他们分享。
I did share with them.
我说我跟随主的短短的二十多年
So I followed the Lord for about 20 years.
我实际上经历了很多的神迹
I have experienced many miracles.
但是我传福音的时候很少去讲这些神迹
But at the same time, I rarely speak about them.
有的时候讲到的时候稍微提一下
Maybe from time to time in the sermon, I would speak about them.
但是不需要去高举这些神迹
There's no need to uplift these signs and wonders.
其实我们每一个人都能够行也能够经历已经是有一件最大最大的神迹了
In fact, we are already performing and also experiencing a great miracle.
是什么神迹啊
And what is that?
就是原来我是一个何等样的罪人
And that is, I am such a tremendous sinner.
如何等顽梗悖逆
And I'm so stubborn and rebellious.
何等的骄傲自义
And I'm self-righteous and proud.
居然我到主的面前来
But yet, now I am before the Lord.
信靠这位为我死而复活的主。
To trust and believe this God, who, this Lord, who died and came back to life for me.
生命会被彻底的翻转。
That there is a change in my life.
但是还是在被主不断的一个陶造的过程当中。
At the same time, I'm still being shaped by Him.
但是想想以前的这个没有信主的你我。
If you think about who you and I were before we came to know the Lord.
变化太大了。
There are many changes, dramatic changes.
10年以前还在微博上的时候。
10 years ago, when you still have this social media platform, Weibo.
我做一个小小的见证。
This is my brief testimony.
那时候在微博上我有四五万粉丝。
I had 40,000 to 50,000 followers on that account.
现在连微博的密码我都忘了。
Now I can't remember my account password.
然后在那个微博上面就有一位我大学的同学，而且是我的室友。跟我联系上了。
And so on Weibo, my college contacted me.
然后有一天，他在我的一条的微博底下，他留了一句话。
And on one of my posts, she wrote this comment.
他说他变得好多呀。
He said, "Wow, you changed a lot."
我真的快认不出来了。
I can barely recognize you.
以前的他不是这样子的。
But you're not like this before.
真的有机会给你们做我的见证我以前真的是一个罪人大罪人
I can give you my testimony I was a tremendous sinner in the past
但是是神的神迹神的大能作为因为他复活的大能显在你我每个人的生命当中
But in his great work his miracle is now performed on you and I was performed on me
不要说我们不能行神迹
So do not say that we cannot perform miracles
我们靠着主的恩典和能力我们每个人每天都活在神迹里面
By the Lord's grace and power, we are living in a miracle each and every day.
你思想为什么复活对福音如此的重要
So let us consider why is the resurrection so important to the gospel?
为什么耶稣在福音书里面每一次讲到十字架讲到受死一定要讲复活
Why is it that whenever there is a mention of his death, there must be a mention of the resurrection?
那好这个复活这件事情对你个人是不是很重要
And is this resurrection important for you personally?
如果真的重要很简单活出来
If it is important then it's something simple live it out
复活与十字架到底是什么关系
What is the relationship between the cross and the resurrection
有人说你为什么老讲十字架不提复活
Why is it that it seems to be mentioned mostly about the cross and less about the resurrection
因为我们清楚的回答说误解了
You can say well there's a misunderstanding here
十字架就包括复活
Because the crossinvolves or includes the resurrection.
基督的十字架是空的。
That there is an empty cross.
他的坟墓也是空的。
The tomb is also empty.
他今天已经升到天上，他是宝座的右边。
Today he is ascended to heaven and seated on the right side of the Father.
他是永活的主。
That he is eternal living God.
阿门。
Amen.
感谢赞美主。
Praise be to the Lord.
为基督祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们同心来到你面前。
Dear Jesus, we come to you with a united spirit.
在这样一个你死里复活纪念的日子。
On the day that we remember that you come back to this life.
荣耀的日子。
It's a glorious day.
我们再一次把心里的颂赞、感恩都归给主。
So with all our hearts, thanksgiving, we lift them up to you.
你是真正的神。
You are the true God.
你是赐生命的主。
You are the Lord who gives life.
死亡不能够进攻你。
That there is no death that can overcome you.
已经胜过撒旦的权势。
That you have won, you triumphed over Satan's authority.
主啊，今天我们在你的里面充满了盼望。
Today we have such great hope in you.
我们打心底里面说哈利路亚。
That we are able to scream out hallelujah from the bottom of our heart.
纵然在这个世界上面有苦难。
Even though there are suffering.
有许多试炼。
There are many trials and temptations.
我们常常遇到逆境。
And we may face difficult situations.
有的时候我们心情会低落。
And we could feel despair or sadness.
但是复活的主，您自己复活的大能在我们生命当中不断的彰显。
But you are the resurrected Lord, and this resurrected power is continuing its power in us to show forth.
让我们靠你生命的大能得胜，而且得胜有余。
That we will triumph by your power and your triumph in abundance.
让我们每一位弟兄姊妹把那复活的主，你的生命活出来。
That each and every one of our brothers and sisters will live out this triumphant power.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.